This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United States is one of the few countries in the world with what's known as birthright citizenship. With a few really specific exceptions, you are born here, you are an American citizen. Birthright citizenship is not universally popular, and it's a powerful incentive for expectant parents from other countries to come here to have their children. It's increasingly popular for Chinese parents to be. Our Shanghai correspondent Jennifer Pack has been looking into it, and in the first of two stories today, she talks to parents who made the trip.
At a cafe in Suzhou City near Shanghai, Harper Swan shows me a video of her 9-year-old daughter and infant son playing in the family's spacious apartment. Her daughter has grown up through a string of safety scandals in China, tainted baby formula, expired vaccines. So Swan buys imported food and flies her family to Hong Kong for vaccinations. And when she was pregnant with her son last year, she traveled to Los Angeles to give birth.
I want my son to grow up with better things, and I don't mean material stuff.
Her son was born an American citizen. And while he's growing up in China, someday he'll be able to live in the U.S. and benefit from the advantages his mother sees in American society.
Like, if you need something done in the U.S., you just get permission from the relevant departments. But in China, it's still about personal connections.
The motivation to have a child in the U.S. was different for a Shanghai wine importer we'll call Donnie. Up until 4 years ago, all that he knew about the U.S. came from Hollywood movies and the music of country singer Jason Aldean.
I was born in a small town where everyone knows each other, knows which family has a newborn, and what their children are like. So I can relate to this type of music.
Now Donnie has an American baby. We're withholding his name because he admits that he deceived U.S. immigration when he and his wife traveled to give birth in 2015.
Honestly, we lied and told them we were there for a tour.
He could have told officials that his wife planned to deliver their baby in L.A. The U.S. consulate in Shanghai says that would not have disqualified them from entering the country. But Donnie didn't know that. The lie could be prosecuted as visa fraud. But Donnie says the risk was worth it.
We decided to give our baby a U.S. passport because we wanted him to have a bigger and better life, with good direction.
Once more, yesterday, once more,
carpenters.
Donnie says he has a good life in Shanghai. He owns property and runs his own business. But there's a catch. Donnie migrated from a small town in northern China's Jilin province. And under the country's household registration system, called Hukou, he's still officially registered in his hometown 1,300 miles away. If his son had been born in China, he would have been registered in Jilin province too. So it would be very difficult for him to go to school in Shanghai.
Money alone will not help you change your hukou. To get a Shanghai one is even more difficult than getting an American green card.
But his son was born with an American passport, and that opens the doors to the best primary and secondary schools in China. And when he's old enough, Donnie hopes his son will attend an American university. That is what bothers some critics of birthright citizenship. They argue that kids like Donnie's son might deprive kids who were raised in the U.S. of scholarships and spots in college. And the critics point out, once those children turn 21, their parents become eligible for green cards. Harper Swan isn't sure she's interested in relocating to the U.S., but she does plan to invest in her son's country to do something good for America. Her message to opponents of birthright citizenship:
don't turn away business. If this can bring benefits to your people, why turn down the opportunity?
Making the trek to the U.S. to give birth isn't cheap or easy. Agencies throughout China charge parents like Swan and Donnie tens of thousands of dollars to make all of the arrangements. We'll report on them in the next story in this series. In Suzhou City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.